Episode 39, Promotion Complete and Post-Holiday Blur. Welcome back, everybody. Lady Jupiter Podcast is the audio accompaniment to LadyJupiter.com, a lifestyle blog where I write about my family's military life, our home life, casual fashion, and travel when possible. I'm happy that you're here with me. Today, I'll share an update on our life as affected by the U.S. military, continue with the blog update, then wrap up with my most recent domestic diversion. Today in our military-affected lives, I have nothing too significant to update. Since we last spoke, we had a promotion ceremony for Mr. Jupiter. There were just a few people in attendance, including a friend, to record the ceremony for our Facebook attendees. Kid Jupiter whined during the first half, then ran around the stage for the second half. Good thing that the ceremony was for friends and family, and double good thing that everybody thought it was cute. His recorded ceremony has had 163 views as of this recording. After the public ceremony, we adjourned to the saloon for tacos from our favorite local cantina. We requested that our families joined us in our Taco Tuesday celebration, and we received many photos of tacos that day. It was perfect. Since then, almost everybody has been lightly working from home to take a break for the new year, so we haven't gotten fully used to him being a lieutenant colonel yet. Well, at least I haven't. Our promotion-related to-do list is short. He just needs 2 flight suits updated, and we need to update my ID also since his rank is part of it, but that's a low priority because it's not nearing expiration, it's just a little inaccurate now. For today's LadyJupiter.com update, I posted 3 things. Picks of the week number 52. I got the ball rolling on this season's Outfits of the Day post and decided to make pseudo resolutions and share them as the year progresses. The first post is titled 21 in 2021 0/9 because the main theme is 21 in 2021. Referring to 21 things that I want to start and finish this year, followed by a completion marker. The current post is marked 0/9 because 0 items have been completed and only 9 have been specified, so I have a lot of work to do. Luckily, I should have some computer time this week, so I should at least nail down my 21 things in a few days. And now for my most recent domestic diversion, I'll share some of my scatterbrained week. Most weeks, I do have something to obsess about, but not these past 2 weeks, partially because our world is in the same post-holiday blur just like yours. So here are 4 things that I paid attention to for more than 20 minutes. Number 1, fish and chips. My number 1 favorite maker of this dish happens to be in Little Rock, Arkansas. Despite being back in Central Arkansas, I hadn't ordered my favorite dish. So we finally changed that and I got a curbside order of fish and chips, truffle deviled eggs, and bacon-wrapped dates. It was only when I got back home that I realized that I under-tipped, so we need to make another order soon so I can triple-tip to correct myself. Number 2. Vacuums. Mr. Jupiter identified a vacuum issue. That is a simple loss of suction with Shark brand uprights. It's a shame because that vacuum was great when it was new, but the suction greatly dropped off within 2 years. I joked recently that I could use the hose to dust earrings without disturbing the earrings. So we went all in with Dyson again and cannot believe the difference it makes when you have a vacuum that sucks. Pun intended. Number 3, Norwex. I accepted an online Norwex party invitation, loved my samples, and have now given them many dollars. I'm really annoyed that you have to go through a salesperson at all, but I really like the products, so I will begrudgingly rotate the salesperson that I buy from. Meanwhile, our kitchen counters are getting cleaned more often because it is so much easier to use Norwex and water than it is to ration my coveted Lysol wipes. Number 4, spandex joggers. I'm talking about pants, or trousers if you speak the Queen's English. I've loved and hated them from day one, loved that they weren't skin tight, and hated that the seat often sags throughout the day. Then one day I found joggers on Amazon that were about 20% spandex. No sagging cottons, no dog fur attraction, and they are high-waisted with pockets. I would marry these pants, but that's illegal in Arkansas, right? Proposals aside, I wear these so much now that I have 2 black joggers and a red pair on the way. I'll plug in an affiliate link in the show notes. They do run true to size and are amazing. I recommend them to any lady who likes to sit in soft pants. And that's it for today's show. Show notes and transcript will be available on ladyjupiter.com/podcast. Scroll down to the link for episode 39, Promotion Complete and Post-Holiday Blur. Big shout out to Patreon patron Chris. His monthly support keeps the lights on at ladyjupiter.com and Lady Jupiter Podcast. His support is the equivalent cost to a latte on the first of the month. So if you too can spare $4, then you can help me a latte with your patronage. I'll personally thank you on air, just like I thank Chris. And yes, the few dollars really do help. Swing by patreon.com/ladyjupiter. 2 tiers are available. Both are under $10. Proceeds go towards my annual hosting fees for ladyjupiter.com and Lady Jupiter Podcast. I'll be back next week. Until then, I hope that this new year treats you well. Talk to you soon.